Starting another brand new hour now, the Steve Gruber Show, live from Studio G right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole for you. I'm going to tell you the truth, no matter how much it hurts, and you might just learn something along the way as well. God bless America. Let's do this. Three big things this hour. Number one, this is demanding lower patient ratios, could be going on strike in Genesee County. That'd be important. I'll tell you about that. Michigan, number two, Michigan farmers squeezed by wage hikes under a migrant worker program, the H-2A visa program, begun all the way back in 1986 by Ronald Reagan, could create problems for them. And number three, the battle over Israel. No place is it more well-defined than it is here in Michigan. The arguments over what's happening in Gaza. Nowhere more important than it is here in Michigan. Yeah, Michigan representatives. Very concerned about what's happening with Gaza. And it's an incredibly important reflection on Alyssa Slotkin, Rashida Tlaib, John James, different ideas all over the place. And a significant move in the midst of a rampant anti-Israel protest on American campuses, as you may have heard, Joe Biden and his administration have said they're going to put a temporary stop on military equipment going to Israel. Pretty remarkable, really, a temporary stop on all of this. Senator Rick Scott of Florida, one of those calling out Joe Biden and his people for what they've done. Listen to this.
I've always believed that, you know, Biden is unfortunately now part of the pro-Hamas wing of his party. That's all they're worried about is he's worried about winning a presidential election. Thank God for President Trump. He is one of the most pro-Israel presidents in our history, and I hope he wins so, you know, we can get somebody in there that's going to support Israel. It's disgusting. If money that goes to Gaza is going to Hamas, whether we like it or not, it's not going to the Gazans, it's going to help Hamas. Those tunnels were built with money from America. Those missiles or rockets that were sent into Israel, those are money for America.
And that's the argument over Rafah. Israel going in now. Not concerned about what the United States has to say. Not concerned at all. They're going into Rafah because they're going to eradicate Hamas. Civilians have been killed. Children have been killed. Innocent people have been killed in this battle in Gaza. Launched after the terrorist attacks of October 7th, killed somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 Israelis, including 300 kids at a music festival. Sad, disgusting, and sad. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tipping his hat and hinting at his intention to proceed with the invasion of Rafah. But here's what Joe Biden said in an interview on May the 8th, last Wednesday. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah to deal with the cities. Joe Biden's going to hold the ammunition. Now, this is a huge departure for the United States and foreign policy, a huge departure of where we've been historically speaking. In 2014, Joe Biden said he would never abandon Israel, ever. I want you to hear it. Here it is.
I apologize for repeating myself. I've spoken to you so many times, but were there not an Israel, the United States would have to invent one. The United States would have to invent an Israel. It's more than merely a moral obligation we have. It's a security necessity. It's for both Israel's sake and for the United States. The security of Israel and the United States is inextricably tied. And we will never, ever, ever abandon Israel out of our own self-interest.
Out of our own self-interest, and yet it appears that's exactly what's happening. Withholding the money. Dan Kildee, retiring from Congress, from representing the Flint area, said he supports Joe Biden's stance, but not all Michigan lawmakers share those sentiments. John James, criticizing it. It's a frightfully naive of the administration and its cowardice in the face of the enemy. I've been to war and I face militias trained by Iran, and I know for a fact the only thing these terrorists understand is a warhead to the forehead. What John James said on Mornings with Maria. Warheads to the forehead. Has a nice little ring to it. Lindsey Graham, meanwhile, went all scorched earth. He did. Lindsey Graham on All Scorched Earth on Kirsten Welker of NBC News yesterday when pressed about this. Here's what he said.
Historians would say, why is it okay for Reagan to do it and not President Biden? But let me ask you about
Well, can I say this? Why is it okay for America to not to drop two nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end their existential threat war? Why was it okay for us to do that? I thought it was okay. To Israel, do Senator, whatever you have to do to survive as a Jewish state.
Senator, again, military officials say technology has changed. But let me ask you about how
these military officials that you're talking about.
Let me ask you something.
Full of crap.
Full of crap, Lindsey Graham. You know, sometimes I like him. It's not very often. There's one of the few times I like him. A warhead to the forehead. That's John James' take. He's an Iraq war veteran. He's on the Foreign Affairs Committee. He pointed to Rafah as being the home base of Hamas and said they would only negotiate if they felt like they were losing. But when you see America back away from Israel, it teaches Hamas and the terrorists that they are winning. Congressman Wahlberg, on this program Friday, said President Biden's actions are not only wrong, but fly in the face of the overwhelmingly bipartisan will of Congress. Haley Stevens hasn't released a direct statement. I encourage our diplomatic leadership to keep all pressure on Hamas, she says. Alyssa Slotkin, currently vying for the Senate seat in Michigan, has taken a nuanced stance on the complexities. In her statement, she tried to navigate the complicated nature of the issue by addressing various perspectives. We should remember right now, first, the best possible outcome for everyone is a negotiated ceasefire that brings the hostages home and allows civilian aid to flow. But it doesn't work that way. When aid goes in, Hamas hijacks it, right? Hamas hijacks it, shoots people who try to get to the aid trucks if they don't have permission of Hamas. Now, this is all garbage. This is why there's a problem with who's supporting who in this country. Right? It's all garbage. Anyhow, I don't know where this goes exactly. I don't. But right now, it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu is going to do what he needs to do to protect his country. How can you blame him for that? And the answer is you cannot. You cannot. This part of the program brought to you by Michigan's premier water treatment company, Wolverine. Locally owned and operated for 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and our good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. And you can get on board with Paul and his team, and tell him I sent you over. He'll get a good kick out of that, of course. Coming up, Talal Badra is going to join me. He's got community construction. We're talking about the high cost of construction, what's going on with construction. You know, you can't even find a handyman anymore. You can't even find a handyman anymore. It's really quite frightening and shocking. Anyhow, we're going to take a break. We'll have Talal after the break here talk about construction costs and what it means to you and the economy going forward. Bidenomics. Not your friend. I'll be right back.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home.
My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.